Sea Alaska Heritage Institute asks Haines residents how they'd like to see Northwest Coast art strengthened in their community. And Skagway residents want a crosswalk painted on a busy street. But it's not a simple request. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute is working to strengthen Northwest Coast art in Southeast Alaska. Right now, SHI representatives are touring 10 communities to gather ideas from local people about enhancing Native arts. They're also wrapping up a three-year initiative sponsoring formline design classes in Southeast. Clinket Master Carver Wayne Price was the teacher for the formline class in Haines. He taught about a dozen locals in the traditional artwork of Northwest Coast Natives. Formline design is the distinguishing feature of Clinket, Haida, and Tsimshian artwork. It describes the curving lines that create shapes you see in carvings, weavings, and drawings. Price told his students about the first time he saw carvers using formline design.
I didn't have a clue what it meant, but I knew I really, really liked it. And it wasn't too long for me to figure out what was going to be the destiny of my whole life. And 45 years later, I have had not one day of regret.
Price talked about how Native culture, including art, was suppressed and decimated by outside settlers throughout the 19th and 20th centuries.
This is what we have to come back from. But guess what, people? We're going to. And believe it or not, it starts right here.
Price said, right now, there's a cultural resurgence happening.
Natives are starting to figure out, we do not have to ask no more. We can do it. Nobody is stopping us from learning our culture no more. It's a new time now.
SHI is trying to further that resurgence. 3 years ago, they received a grant to establish Jenate Art Academy. Part of the academy's efforts focused on teaching formline to school teachers and upcoming Native artists. Price's workshop in Haines was one of the last in that three-year effort. SHI Art Director Kari Gruven was there.
Any way that we can perpetuate Northwest Coast arts regionally is kind of what we're going for.
Gruven and her colleagues are traveling to 10 towns in Southeast to ask residents what they think their community needs to enhance Northwest Coast art and artists. A handful of Haines residents gathered at the Chilkoot Indian Association Friday to talk about it. Here's John Hagen.
You can build a lot of culture off of arts. You can start bringing language in, stories, oral tradition, and you can bring back traditional ways of learning, too. It's something like, I think that arts are very important.
Hagen said there's a need for more artist workshops and business help for people hoping to make a living from their artwork. The group also talked about the idea of a Native artist market in Haines. Some suggested it could piggyback off of one of Haines' big events, like the Southeast Alaska State Fair or Kluane Bike Race. Here's Sherry Price.
I think we could build an event in our community that was around the culture and the art. And it could become an event not to be missed.
Gruven says the meeting in Haines reinforced to her that there's a need for more workshops like the Formline Design one, a need for business advice for local artists, a need for master-apprentice partnerships. Gruven and her colleagues will visit the other communities that are part of the Art Academy initiative before making any final decisions. That includes Angoon, Craig, Hoona, Heidelberg, Juneau, Ketchikan, Sitka, Wrangell, and Yakutat. If you have suggestions about how Northwest Coast art could be enhanced in the Upper Lynn Canal or in Southeast as a whole, contact Groven at kari.groven@sealaska.com. That's spelled kari.groven. ...139 Skagway residents recently signed a petition asking the city and state for a seemingly simple thing. They want a crosswalk on one of the town's busiest summer streets. but getting the state to paint two white lines on the road is proving difficult. KHNS's Margaret Friedenauer reports.
Cheryl Barger lives on the corner of State Street and 6th Avenue in Skagway.
Since we've been talking, I'm standing here looking out the window. I've seen 5 huge tour buses go by, a U-Haul truck, 2 RVs. Oh, there went another big truck.
The traffic isn't a problem, Barger says. She's used to the tourism boom of the summer, with hundreds of thousands of pedestrians walking the town and the buses that carry those visitors. There's also industrial traffic through town to the ore terminal. But there is one thing missing from the road, a crosswalk. Here's Barger taking her case to the Skagway Assembly last week.
I'm here to reiterate my desire to have designated crosswalks put on State Street because of the increased amount of traffic that we've had over the last 30 years and the amount of tour buses, the 18-wheelers, the 36-wheelers, the vans.
Barger isn't the only one who wants to see more crosswalks on State Street. She recently spent 6 days collecting more than 100 signatures on a petition she turned in to City Hall. The Assembly is supportive of her request, but it's not their decision. That street is aptly named. It's owned by the state, and only the state can decide whether to paint a crosswalk on it.
Basically, how busy is the street to necessitate a crosswalk in this area? And that's something that the department does evaluate anytime that we do any road project.
That's State Department of Transportation spokesperson Jeremy Woodrow. He says one of the reasons the state might be hesitant to install a crosswalk is because State Street is slated for repaving in 2017. But they are already planning for what features, like crosswalks, might be included in that project in 2 years.
So we just had engineers in Skagway a couple weeks ago walking State Street and looking at how crosswalks could be added and where in the different intersections would they be best placed. So it's something that we definitely are considering. We just can't go out there immediately, put in signage, paint the lines, and just do it arbitrarily.
Woodrow says the price of a crosswalk is nominal, but the state still needs a reason to install one. Barger has a reason. Her adult sister Bianca, who lives with her, has a disability and uses a walker. As Barger told the Skagway Assembly last week, her sister has trouble crossing the street.
My sister Bianca, who is slow as a turtle and cannot dash across the street.
Barger says she no longer feels comfortable with Bianca crossing State Street alone, which limits her sister's mobility and affects her lifestyle.
There are a couple of activities she can go to that are on this side of State Street, but her main activities are all on the other side of State Street. And she told me she feels like a prisoner in her home, and she can't do anything unless somebody comes and either takes her or goes with her.
Barger says she's not sure a crosswalk alone will get drivers' attention. She originally asked the state to install a stop sign at 6th and State. Barger is hoping for some sort of signage along with a painted crosswalk at the intersection. At the Assembly meeting last week, some members suggested the city could put their own signs on the corner to encourage safe pedestrian crossing. Woodrow with the DOT says that depends on how far the state's right-of-way extends on each side of the street, and that answer wasn't immediately available. Barger's petition motivated the Assembly to keep after the state for a crosswalk. The city is drafting letters to the DOT with copies to go to Senator Dennis Egan and Representative Sam Keto. Barger and the Assembly want a crosswalk sooner than 2017. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friedenauer.
About 15 new patients are scheduled for behavioral health services at a tribal health consortium in Southeast. Search recently expanded behavioral health in Juneau to include non-Native people. Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
It's estimated that more than 4,700 people in Juneau suffer from a mental health condition. But if you're seeking counseling from a private practice, you might have a wait.
Services in our community are limited, and access to them is limited, and we thought it was time to open our doors and make ourselves available to others.
Piper Powell is a behavioral health clinician at Search. She says she's heard of patients being waitlisted up to a month or longer. So when the behavioral health division moved into a larger building in Juneau, it seemed like the perfect time to expand. Before, the service was only available to Alaska Natives and American Indians.
And now we're able to serve anybody that wants to walk through the door.
That includes non-natives with health insurance, Medicare, and Medicaid coverage. She says they're working on a sliding scale option for people without insurance. CERCH is a tribal entity that oversees the federal funding for Native health care in Southeast. I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.